redeemed from the kingdom of Satan into the kingdom of his dear son. Redeemed from the kingdom of Satan into the kingdom of his dear son. That's number three. Redeemed from the kingdom of Satan into the kingdom of his dear son. Colossians 1:13. Who had delivered us from the power of darkness and had translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. That's where we are. That's where we are. I don't know what you believe. That's where I am. Can I hear you, amen? That's where I am. Every single time, all the works of the kingdom of darkness, every single time the devil wants to manifest them in my life, I always laugh. I ask him a question. I said, does a man get pregnant? I say, it's impossible. So these things you are doing can't happen. I'm out of reach. I'm not in your kingdom. Where is the meeting point within darkness and light? And the thing just flew right there. Yeah. When the kingdom of God, we're already in that kingdom. It's not that we're going to be. We are already in the kingdom of God. If you die, you're not going to a different. You're already there. If you didn't get in there here, you won't get in there when you die. Death does not make you holy. Death doesn't make you. Then death is simply your body dies, but it's what you have here that translates after you pass here. If you don't get into the kingdom now here, you can't get there. Over. We're already in the kingdom. How many are in the kingdom here? We are in the kingdom. He said, Pastor, who said that? God said that. He said, I delivered us from the kingdom of darkness. And where has he placed us? Sure, let me hear you emphatically. Where has he placed us? In the kingdom of his dear son, that's where I am. I don't accept anything from the kingdom of darkness. My children will tell you all the years they've known their father. My testimony is zero tolerance. Even my children will tell you, Daddy has zero tolerance. Zero, zero tolerance. Because it kills, it destroys. I don't have anything to do with it. Zero. I will not confess it. I will not speak for them. I don't belong to them. And if you begin to tell me all these works of devil, I'll walk away from you. I don't want it. Tell me the works of God. That's the work of our kingdom. Somebody shout hallelujah. Yeah, we are oracles of God. I will never be an oracle of Satan. You can't make me one either. And I'm not listening to you if you are preaching for him. You want to infect me? I won't listen. Don't tell me what he's doing. The reason we live is to testify of the works of God. So if you want us to hang out and talk, give me the works of God. I want to hear it. A lot. A lot. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. In the midst of calamity, you find the work of God. You can find something to say. Abba, God is beautiful in all situations. You find something beautiful about God to still say. God is beautiful at 24/7. I don't care what that is. If you look, the Spirit of God will show you the goodness of God in the land of the living. You can share it and lift up the spirit of people and lift people up from all this depressive spirit and bring them into a place of joy where they can sing in the midst of calamity. In what kingdom are we? If you're in the kingdom of Jesus, shout hallelujah. That's where you are. All this I dreamt in the night, you saw snake, forget about them. They can't crawl into where you are. You are far above them. Not even, they don't come close. You are seated with Jesus in heavenly places. How far are you? Far above them. All that snake can't come near you. You can only leave where they put you and come down talking all these things they're talking the world. Now you come down to where they are, they catch them. You came down and joined them. Praise the Lord. I always laugh at the devil. I say, devil, does a man get pregnant? It's impossible. So this thing you are doing is impossible. It's not possible. You're wasting. I am out of reach. You came too late. It's now too late. Where I am, you can't come. And brethren, can I tell us something? You know, God is amazing. He preserved us behind the blood. All of us. The Bible says when we come to church, we come to innumerable company of angels. My son will say something. He said, we come with angels. We do, but we have more. Because he says it's innumerable. And we come to God. We come to Christ. We come to the spirit of judgment made perfect. And we come to the blood of the sprinkling. Every day I wake up, I acknowledge the blood of the sprinkling over me. Over my household, over my daughters, all of them, over my boys, the blood of the sprinkling, the blood that redeems me, the blood that protects me, the blood of Jesus, the blood that speaks on my behalf, and I take my place in Christ. I say to the devil, you got to pass over all my children, grandchildren, you must pass over them. You are passing over my children, you are passing over me, you are passing over Fountain of the Living Water. I proclaim, I acknowledge the power of the blood to protect Fountain of the Living Water Church. Over people here, unless I don't wake up. Because we are preserved behind the blood. Therefore, no weapon formed shall. So why are you fidgeting? You know, let me tell you people what I learned. Fear will bring you in contact with demonic spirit. Faith brings you in contact with God. Fear, doubt, and unbelief will bring you in contact with demonic spirit. But faith in God and Christ will bring you in contact with God. Fear attracts demons. Faith touches what God gave you and takes it. You shall choose the one you want to walk in. Then the next one is redeemed from sickness and diseases. Psalm 103 said, who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction. I'm reading Psalm 103 verses 3 and 4. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction? And then who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies? Who satisfied thy mouth with good things? So that their youth is renewed like the eagle. So he gives us good things, not bad things. Not bad things. Satisfies our mouth with good things. Good things. Good things. All good things and perfect gifts come from God. If it's not good, it's not God. And our youth is renewed like the eagle. And that takes me to the fifth one, because he redeemed us from curses and failures. He became a curse for us so that the blessings of Abraham will be ours. There is no child of God who is not blessed. Not one. Brethren, can I hear amen? I want to hear a bigger amen. Did you know what Laban told Jacob? What did Laban tell Jacob? He said, since you came here, my household has been blessed. What did we see with Joseph? Immediately he came to this man's house, the whole house. Because, let me repeat it. The blessing, you are the carrier of the blessing, not the circumstance. I don't know about you, but again, I wake up every day. Man, I go through my list every day, blessing the Lord, name of the Lord. I say, Lord, I'm so excited. I'm blessed. I am blessed. I'm highly favored. Lord, I'm moving in blessing. The work of my hand is blessed. My children are blessed because you gave them good ones, good things, not bad. The America can't take them. They are preserved in Christ. I pronounce that I'm blessed. What's wrong with that? Huh? If you were there at the believers' meeting yesterday, we had terrific testimony about somebody who learned this and began to bless himself every day,
bless the family every day. Bless. I won't tell you more. If you like, you can come Wednesday, we'll repeat it. But he began to bless the family, and the things that for years have been an issue just turned around. Turned around. Blessing came in there. And then one of our sisters said something that blessed me. Man, that believer's meeting is amazing. He said, when you speak the word of God, you bring the presence of God in that situation. Because the word is God. So if you take away the word, you take away God. So our sister was activating the hand of the work of God, activating God's word over the family, pronouncing them when there was nothing. Nothing. She had the option to begin to talk off that one. They said, no, I'm going to bless my family, bless my husband, bless. She began to, she said it was battle. Yeah, usually nice battle. But finally, the word broke through. And the blessings began to rain. Well, the next thing I'm going to do is we're going to check their tithe. See if the blessing has reached the tithe. But that's a true testimony, brethren. I'm blessed in the morning. I'm blessed in the evening. Abraham, blessing Simon. If you are blessed, shout hallelujah. Then stop giving all this testimony about Satan and what you do. And stop finishing yourself by what you say. Whether the things are working or not working, just say what God said. You've done your part. Then we say that we've been redeemed from mindset of darkness because we have the presence of the Holy Spirit in us. And we say God has given us, God had not given us the spirit of what? Fear, but of power and of love and of what? Do you know what sound mind means in dictionary? You know what sound mind means? It means a mind that is in good condition. It means a mind that is solid. It means a mind that is healthy. It means a mind that is fit. It means a mind that is not damaged, nor injured, or diseased. It means a mind that is secure. That's it, what he gave us, sound mind. A mind that is in good condition, not damaged, not injured or diseased. A mind that is sound. Why? Because the Spirit of God lives in us. And because he lives in us, we can know spiritual things that's not revealed to the natural. So we operate at a level the natural people don't operate. Can you see what I'm saying? Because the Spirit of God is in you, the Spirit of Christ is in you, you have the light of the world in you, you can see what the natural things, natural does not see. That's why you can read the Bible. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Now, we began to say, how do we work out our salvation? There are two things you need. You need the work of the Holy Spirit. You need the word of truth. Two things you need. The work of the Holy Spirit and the word of truth that reveals Jesus Christ and the work of his grace. That's what you need. Because the Spirit of God and the word work together. The word is what the Spirit uses to work. That's what it uses to build us. That's what it uses to reveal to you things. That's what it performs. It said that whatever my word to what? Perform it. So the word has to come from you. You have to take it in. You have to study it. So there are five things that a Christian needs to do. Again, like I said, I put these things in the way I think. I want to put it in a small nuggets so that it's easy to remember. You can rearrange them, put your own headlines. But there are five things a Christian needs to understand that he has to do so that all these things begin to be translated into reality. Number one, he has to study to know Jesus Christ. Remember what we read? Through the knowledge of him, people are justified. Study to know Jesus Christ. We need to pray to know the truth. That's number two. Study. Number two, pray. Number three, approach the word with respect. That includes doing what you have been shown, acting on the revelation you have received. That's one great way to honor the word of God. Number four, meditate on the revealed truth constantly so you don't forget. Number five, be diligent in pursuit of the truth. Be consistent, or you will lose what you already have by forgetting the truth, you know. And then the things of this world will choke it off, or even the devil will steal it from you. You cannot live on stale revelation, because you are supposed to go from glory to glory. So you cannot be stagnant. We need to be diligent in pursuit of the truth. And on that point, we need to be people who really love the truth, to be able to be diligent in pursuit of the truth. The motivation to know the truth is to love the truth. And this all comes into the prayer topic of a Christian, that God will help you to love the truth. Because if you love the truth, you stop reading it as religious obligation, and you start enjoying the fellowship you are having with the Word of God. So there are five things. Number one, study. Number two, pray. Number three, approach with respect. Number four, meditate constantly. Number five, be diligent in pursuit of the truth. Number one, study. Number two, pray. Number three, approach the Word with respect. Number four, meditate on the revealed truth constantly. Number five, be diligent. Number one, study. Number two, pray. Number three, approach the Word with respect. Number four, meditate on the revealed truth constantly. Number five, be diligent in pursuit of the truth. So now we take number one. Whenever we stop, whenever I have opportunity, we continue from there. Study diligently the Word of God. Pay attention to the Word. Feed yourself on the Word of God. John 16:13 says, "How be it when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come." Now, brethren, I want you to look up here, please. When you don't understand the ministry of the Holy Spirit, you can study the Bible mentally. Study of the Bible can be a mental exercise to you, and it won't benefit you. That means you can repeat what you've had, repeat what you studied, and still don't know it. That's why many times people repeat the word and it's not working, because it's not coming from their spirit. It's a mental thing. And they think they have faith, but they don't. They don't. And pretty soon, you realize that they don't, because pretty soon you see them saying the opposite. They start giving you all the things that is happening. Everybody, they describe it for that person. They describe. I say, but I have faith. You don't. Because you are testifying two things at the same time. This mental knowledge of the Bible deceives a lot of people. So they think they understand, they think they know it. The Bible calls it deep calling to deep, your spirit to the Holy Spirit, sharing the spirit, which is word. The word is spirit, cannot be mentally discerned. Cannot be mentally discerned. Cannot be. It's not possible. So we must, when we say study them diligently, we must understand that what the scripture is saying, that the word of God must have entrance into you to be something that your spirit is functioning with. It's not a mental exercise. That's why prayer is very important about it. That's why prayer and studying go hand in hand. Very important, because only the Spirit of God can send it to you, can make it touch your spirit and reach where your spirit will be able to use it to do what God wants it to do. So the Spirit of God is to guide us into all truth. Now, if we do not study, there is nothing to guide us into. If we are not consistent in studying, there's nothing to guide us into. The Bible says, "How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how can they believe in whom they have not heard?" The truth you don't know, there's no way you can believe it. It's as you study consistently that you offer the Holy Spirit a material to reveal to you. Now, if I'm here and I want a revelation, and I come to Muhammad, I say, "Muhammad, I have to tell him what I want him to explain to me now. I have to tell Muhammad, I said, Muhammad, I'm reading quantum mechanics. Quantum what? Okay, no, let me not use that one. I said, Muhammad, I'm reading geography, the map of East Orient. I'm the one telling him what I don't understand. But supposing I don't read the map, what will I tell him to explain to me? Nothing. So you need to read the Bible so that there is something that the Holy Spirit will explain to you and give you that revelation that goes deep down in you that will be able to function as faith. And we know what the truth is. The truth is found in Christ Jesus. Am I right? Am I right, church? Okay, look at Acts 28:31. Acts 28:31. New King James Version. Preaching the kingdom of God and teaching the things which concern the Lord Jesus. Preaching the kingdom of God and teaching the things which concern the Lord Jesus with all confidence, no one forbidding him. See what Paul was teaching people is the things that concern the Lord Jesus Christ and the kingdom of God. You know, the kingdom of God is not separated because Jesus is the king of that. We came into his kingdom. So we came into this life that is in Christ. We live in Christ. We move in him. And so, okay, look at 1 John 1:1. 1 John 1:1, New Living Translation. We proclaim to you the one who existed from the beginning, whom we have heard and seen. We saw him with our own eyes and touched him with our own hands. He is the word of life. Who is the word of life? Jesus is the word of life. So if there's no confusion. When you talk about, I want to study the word of life, he's telling you study about Jesus Christ. It's the word of life. It's the word of life. Now, Colossians 2:2, New Living Translation. If you have it, let's read it together. I want them to be encouraged and knit together by strong ties of love. I'm reading verse 2. Colossians 2, verse 2. Do you have it? New Living Translation. I want them to be encouraged and knit together by strong ties of love. I want them to have complete confidence that they understand God's mysterious plan, which is Christ himself. That every Christian must understand God's mysterious plan, which is consummated in Christ himself. Not 10 commandments, in Christ himself. In him lie hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. In him, all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge are found only in Christ Jesus. The words of his grace reveal the works of his grace, found only in him. In him we live, move our being, have our being, have our blessings only in him. And these treasures of wisdom and knowledge is the revelation of the plan God fulfilled in Christ Jesus, the mystery, called it the mystery, that only the Holy Spirit reveals to us. Verse 5, for though I'm far away from you, my heart is with you. Okay? Now, the second thing we talked about is prayer, so that the teacher will reveal the truth of the word to you. So it's not a mental thing. We need prayer. What do we need? Prayer. So when you pray, when you read, you ask the Lord to open your eyes of understanding and to open your ears. That prayer is not this prayer we pray over food. You are eating half of the food and you are praying. No, you got to pray and be serious when you want God to do something. You need to really ask like you are desperate for God to do that. It's not a casual thing. Because only the Holy Spirit can take it from the mental down to the spiritual. Only him. Nobody else can do that. That's why it's important that we understand his ministry. That why God sent him is to reveal to us things that we're reading about. If it's a mental thing, we don't need the Holy Spirit. We can all mentally study, but we can't get it. That's why he comes to guide us into all truth. You read it. If it's mental thing, we don't need the Spirit of God. Second Timothy 2:15. study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly what? Rightly what? Church, rightly what? So only the Holy Spirit will reveal to you the correct interpretation of what God is saying. Only Him can guide us into all truth. The Bible said that no word of God is given to private interpretation. You can't sit up and begin to guess what it is. Only Him. Because He wrote it. Why is this very important? Matthew 7:15. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. It's a lot of them. Mark 13:22. For false Christs and false prophets shall rise and shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect. 2 Corinthians 11:14. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. That's why you need the Holy Spirit to reveal the truth to you. So when these charlatans come along, you'll be able to know. The Bible says you have the anointing in you. And so you'll be able to know the truth. You have the Spirit of God in you. You should be able to know. So we need to study. We need to pray that God will give us proper interpretation of the word of God. Matthew 6:22. Your eyes is a lamp that provides light for your body. When your eye is good, your whole body is filled with light. But when your eye is bad, your whole body is filled with darkness. So, and if the light you think you have is actually darkness, you're walking in darkness. That's why you must make sure that the light you have is the truth light that is Christ himself. Otherwise, you'll be walking in darkness, and there is no revelation from the lie. There is no faith from lie. There is no healing from lie. There is no work of God from lies, only the work of Satan. Now, let me show you three things that will help you know. That will help you know which one is which. Number one, I will stop with this. You must be sure that whatever you hear places the word of God above miracles and so-called visions and spiritual gifts. God himself has exalted his word above what? His name. Anywhere where they have changed this order of exalting prayer and miracles above the word, you must look at it with suspicion, because the order has been changed. Anywhere you go and the word of God is not exalted like God did above his name, look again. Because somebody has changed the order. Come on, church. God's order is my word is exalted what? Church is exalted what? Above my name. And now, if anybody changes that order, it's not the Holy Spirit. No. Because God's word is here and there. Amen. Anywhere you are, the word must be exalted as God put it, number one. Miracles come in the name of God. In my name, you shall heal the sick. Miracles come. But God says, I place my word above it. Above it. Anywhere you go, they change this order and bring prayer, number one, this, number one, and make the word number three. I will advise you to check again. Somebody has changed the order. That's not God's order. God's order is God said, I've exalted my word, what? Above my name. So that's number one. Why? For the word is God. You can't put anything, you can't put God below what men do. You can't. It's what God teaches you. The revelation of Christ is number one. Jesus is King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Number two, whatever you hear must place the knowledge of the truth, who is Christ, above everything else. Jesus is higher than all with his Father. The owner of the building is higher than the building itself. Number three, whatever you hear must emphasize the love of God in Christ. For love is the greatest of them all. A life of love is greater than miracles, etc. For God is love. God is love. God is love. It must therefore emphasize the grace of God, which is the love of God for mankind through Jesus Christ, and include the work of the cross, about the Lord's death, burial, and resurrection, and the benefits to mankind. Look, we read 1 Corinthians starting from 1 to 3, and I'll stop. A New Living Translation. Can we read it together? Let me see how many people have it. 1, 2, let's go. If I could speak all the languages of what? Earth and of angels, but didn't love others, I will only be a what? Noisy gong and a clanging cymbal. If I had the gift of prophecy, all this, I have prophetic, I have the anointing. If I have all that, and if I understand all of God's secret plans and possess knowledge, and if I had such faith that I could move mountains but didn't love others, I would be what? Nothing. If I gave everything I have to the poor and even sacrificed my body, I could boast about it. But if I didn't love others, I would have gained nothing. So anywhere you are, whatever you hear must emphasize this love of God, because it trumps everything else. It trumps everything else. And the love of God is manifested in Christ Jesus for us. For this is love. For while we were yet sinners, Christ what? So the teaching and focus on the love of God is the must trump any other thing. Otherwise, somebody is changing the order and hiding the main thing. Because he said you can do miracles and everything, but if you don't walk in love, you're still nothing. Doesn't that teach us that love is the greatest? Shouldn't we put emphasis on it than miracles and signs and wonders and spiritual gifts? So once this order is changed, I will advise you to watch. Because the Spirit of God doesn't tell a lie. Praise the Lord. Did you hear me today? If you have something, say amen. Was I too hard?